Blog Talk Radio.
It's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms leash, them hoes wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but fuck it, my heart beats slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
From a decent man, back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia's hand. This lost boy got fly without Peter Pan, and my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other niggas never been before. But inside I'm treading water, steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me Shopping Bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy. I'ma kill it, I promise, that's how I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want,
I want
is
the money. Money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna wanna be.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
wanna be successful.
That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be. I just wanna be.
You gotta tell them, Dre.
I just wanna be. I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it.
What's up, what's up? Lush Radio Online listening.
Hard in the swag, but bitches cartate. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss cart dates? Cheese, but she's not in this portrait. Yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a sharp gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glow ray. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, bring on the cow shit. Heaven medicine. Smell that stinkier than house shit. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo. Ain't that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her and she yell God. Weezy baby, I go real hard. No further details, boy.
What's up, what's up? Lush Radio Online listeners, this is definitely your girl Mary on the line. Today is Current Event Mondays. And this is your girl, Mary, Diverse Media Group, LLC, all day. I'm your special intern for the day, and I'm here hosting my own show for the very first time. So treat me good, listeners. And hopefully we'll hear from our girl, Les, today. She's going to be my special guest. But today I want to talk to you guys about special events. But first I want to tell you where you can see me at. So holler at me on Diverse Media Group, LLC. .com or lushradioonline.com. I'm the intern for Lushy Lush and the Consulting Guy. And I also want to, you know, put in a couple of words about our mixtape, For the Love of Hip Hop Grown Broke. That is the Lush Radio Online online mixtape, so look out for that. And also the Digital Conglomerate. That's our new online magazine. So definitely look out for these things because we're going big. We're going hard or going home. I also want to talk about where you can find me on Twitter, because that's what we do. We do Twitter, okay? Lush Radio Online listeners, Twitter is where it's at, okay? So make sure you're following Lush Radio Online on Twitter, also Consulting Guy on Twitter, and follow me, Mary, on Twitter. That is made, the number two, the letter B, loved, 1-3 on Twitter, okay? So today we're talking about current events, and some current events that I'm sure all of us has heard about recently. One big one is about Jake Fallon. Did everybody hear about that? Jake definitely fell on stage. Jake definitely fell on stage while with Weezy. And he apparently tore his ACL when we saw the BET Awards, because he wasn't standing up for the whole show. So he was sitting on his stool the whole time, and I'm sure everybody was just like, oh, Lord, this cat is really taking his role in Degrassi a little too far, because he was in the wheelchair as Denny the Wheelchair Boy, but he is not really paralyzed, so he's taking a little bit too far. But, yes, apparently he tore his ACL. So now, where you can definitely find this on YouTube, of course, and everybody's talking about it and blogging about it, but he was on tour with Weezy, and he was doing his song, Best I Ever Had, of course, which is my song. I hope all of you love that song, because I love me some Drake. And he was doing his song and, you know, trying to hype up the crowd, bouncing around a little bit, but it didn't take much for him. All of a sudden, he was on the floor. It was just like, what happened? So all of a sudden, he was on the floor, and everybody was like, I don't think the crowd really knew what was going on, though. That was kind of... They were kind of confused. And so was Weezy. His face was just like, wow, what happened? And he really couldn't get up on his own. He was really just on the floor. He could not get up on his own at all. He needed a couple of people, about six dudes, to help him up before he limped off the stage. And Weezy was kind of confused, and he told the audience, like, this guy's knee is really messed up. So people need to stop saying that he's acting as if he's hurt, or he's acting as if he's Jimmy. Even though after this incident occurred, people are still talking about how he thinks that he's Jimmy and how he's really taking his character a little bit too far. But honestly, I don't think it has anything to do with the character right now, because I think he's even done with Degrassi, because I'm a kind of a Degrassi watcher, and I haven't seen him on the show in quite some time, so I don't think he's really taking the character a little bit too far. But that's what happened with that. I think that's really, really sad. But Lush Radio Online is with you, Jake, and we hope that you feel better and that your knee gets better and all that, because we need you, and you bring in this new flavor to the game. So, you know, keep it up, my dude, and feel better, get better, all of that. Another current event that occurred, I don't know if we did talk about it on the show, the kids in Pennsylvania or Jersey or something that paid money to go to the swim camp, and then they got refunded their money because the people were racist. There was an update on that because I get these emails from Tyler Perry because I love his films and his plays. And I get these emails, and he sent out an email after that event occurred saying that he contacted the kids and bought an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World for them, which I thought was amazing for them and their family. I thought that was really amazing and touching, a very touching thing for him to do, because he says that he wanted them to realize that it's not everybody who was going to treat them like that. And then he also sent out another email after they went on the trip. He paid for their plane ticket. He paid for their amusement park ticket. I think they spent a week there. He paid for their hotel. He paid for every single family member that wanted to go with them. I thought that was a really good thing to do, because a lot of people these days who have money, who can do these things, don't do these things because they don't remember anybody but themselves. So I really think that is a very honorable and amazing thing that Tyler Perry did. So he paid for all of this, and when they went there, he sent out another email saying that he spoke to the kids. He didn't just send them there and not want to interact with them and not ever see them. He went there and made sure he saw them. And he spoke to the kids, and he said to them that what they experienced is not something that they're going to experience with everybody that they come in contact with. And just because those people who did that to them were white doesn't mean all white people will treat them that way. And just because they're black doesn't mean that it's a bad thing and that they should always be proud of who they are. And he spoke to them about that, and I thought that was a really, really, really powerful thing. And I was very happy to hear about that. And I always am anxious to receive Tyler Perry's emails, because he's the type of figure that we have in this world that can or will do something to make a change in our world with his money. And I think that is an amazing thing, because it's easy to say that, oh, we lost Michael Jackson, oh, we lost a great pop icon, we lost a great humanitarian. But it's for us to see the certain people that Michael touched before he left. You know what I mean? The certain people that Michael touched before he left, who else did he inspire to be a humanitarian? Who else did he inspire to walk in his footsteps also? So it's good to see that some people are trying to heal the world also and make it a better place. I also wanted to, if anybody heard about Chris Brown and how he finally got a chance to do his tribute to Michael Jackson, because there was a lot of drama around Chris and how he never got to do his tribute to MJ, because well, at the BET Awards, the rumor was that Jay-Z was after him. So because Jay-Z was after him, he wasn't at the award show. And because Jay-Z was after him, he wasn't at the memorial service either. But I don't know. He finally got to do his tribute to MJ by doing a moonwalk while on tour with Lil Wayne, which I think is finally, I mean, about time. So I'm glad he finally got to do that, because I know I was a little bit upset that Chris didn't get his chance to do that, because him, Usher, Neo, they all are the type of young men that we see imitating Michael's dance moves. So I think they all should have gotten a chance. And Neo and Usher got their chance. So Chris Brown, I'm glad you finally got your chance to do that. So keep it up, my brother. Keep making those changes and making sure everybody knows that you're truly sorry. I also wanted to say a big, big, big happy birthday to our president, President Obama. Today's his birthday, so happy August 4th, Obama Day. Happy birthday, Mr. President. We love you so much. You know, doing big things out here. Our first black president, Mr. Obama, we will never forget you. And we hope that you are having a big celebration later on tonight with the fam, because we know that you're meeting with the Democrats earlier today at lunch, so probably right now. So we hope that you are meeting with the fam later, Sasha, Malia, and Michelle, to do a big celebration, because our president is 58 years old today. So happy birthday, Mr. Prez. So happy birthday, Mr. Prez. We love you. We miss you. And we got your shout out from Less Radio Online and Mary today. So happy birthday and do it up big. Also, today, I don't know if you guys heard, but I was watching Wendy Williams, and that's my girl. I love Wendy Williams because I go to Northeastern University, and Wendy graduated from Northeastern University, and she did WRBB radio, and I plan to, like, kind of, you know, do that, follow her footsteps, because she is definitely really someone to look up to. She does her thing in the radio business, and she always constantly does her thing. So, Wendy, girl, go ahead and do your thing. And I love the wigs, girl. Tell me where you get those, because I love the wigs. But I was watching her show, and she was talking about the Saved by the Bell reunion, which is great. I think it's amazing that Saved by the Bell is having a reunion, and it's about time, because we haven't seen them in quite some time, you know? So Saved by the Bell, I know I love the show. I loved it. I love Zach. I loved A.C. Slater. I love Lisa Turtle. I love Kelly. I love all of them. I love Jesse. I love Screech. Even though Screech is kind of a jerk right now. Dustin Diamond, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to some of the moves he's been making and how he's been on, like, Celebrity Fit Club and stuff, but he's kind of mean now, you know? Who would have ever thought that Screech was going to turn mean? Not me. But, yeah, that is what's going on with that. So Lisa Turtle has been seen on the club scene lately, and you know, I'm not going to hate on Sister. We haven't seen her in quite some time, but, you know, it's good to see Lisa, you know, because everybody watched Saved by the Bell. Whether you were white, black, Latino, everybody watched Saved by the Bell, and you loved it, and you related to it, and that was your high school, and Mr. Belden was your principal, so, you know, I love Saved by the Bell. Let me say Saved by the Bell. And there's also a rumor that LaToya Jackson is going to come out and be releasing her first video in several years, and she's going to dedicate that to her brother Michael. And I think that is a very excellent thing to do because, you know, we haven't heard from LaToya in quite some time. She hasn't even been on the music scene since I don't even remember, but I think it's going to be nice to see her again. And a tribute to Michael. We can never have too many tributes to Michael, so I think that is a beautiful thing. Also, speaking of people who are coming back, I know everybody knows that Whitney's going to come back, and that is also a beautiful thing to me because I definitely love me some Whitney, and she is on her way back to do some big things, and her song, I Look to You, is really, really, really a beautiful song. It really is. But for now, we're definitely going to listen to some Whitney today. But for now, let's go on commercial, and I'll be back with you.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com. /LushRadio online. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadio online mp3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lashilo. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
What's up, what's up? This your girl Mary. All right, so y'all need to call in 347-826-7722 and tell me what you think about the current event and current event Mondays and how I'm doing. You know, I like to hear some feedback, you know. Also, I'm going to remind y'all to call in later on this week because we definitely have some shows. On Thursday, we have our Street Queens The Movement show. So definitely call in and talk to the panel. Whatever we're talking about, you know it's going to be hot, so call in. And Friday, we have New Music Fridays and Open Mic Night for all the pubs and the rappers out there. So make sure you call in and show us what you got. And if you got an MP3 or something you want us to play, make sure to email it to LushRadioLineMP3@gmail.com. So definitely do that, all right? So call in 347-826-7722 and tell me what you think about current events Monday and me, Mary, your girl that you're rocking with today. So we were just talking about that Whitney and how Whitney's coming back, and that song, I Look to You, I hope you've heard it, because it's hot stuff. It's hot stuff. I love it. Whitney's coming back. She's going to change the game again. But do you think that we're going back to old Whitney, or are we going to be introduced to this new Whitney? Can she vibe with our current R&B artists, or is she more on her own level, on her own genre? What do you think? I have my sister right here, you know, and I want to know, Catherine, I want to know, like, what you think. Do you think Whitney's going to be able to vibe with the current R&B artists, or is she, like, on her own level? I think Whitney is on her own level right now. She's going to go back to the top without nobody bringing her down no more. She's on her new-ish, as people say, and I love it. I love new Whitney. So thanks, Catherine. You know, Whitney's definitely on her new-new. I feel that. She's on her new-new. She's not really with these other R&B artists. She's not on the Beyonce tip or the Latoya Luckett tip or anything like that. She's kind of different, you know? So I think that's good. We're going to have to, like, split R&B into, like, two genres now, because we kind of have, like, these different vibes from these different artists. But regardless of that, come back, Whitney. We missed you, girl. You know, you're going to bring music back to what it's been. Music back to real, real music, you know? So without further ado, this is Whitney's I Look to You.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now, I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun, after all that I on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. And when melody
searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
That new Whitney right there. I love that girl, man. She's coming back. She's coming strong. She's coming hard, and I love it. I can't even take it. So come on, Whitney. Bring some more because I'm ready. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So right now we have our caller, 240, from the 240, from the DMV area, and I think I know who this is. My girl, Lushy Lush. What's good?
What's up? Lush? What's cracking lacking? What's cracking lacking? Hostess with the mostest.
Not much, Les. You know, I'm just vibing with things out here, just doing the current event Mondays. We're talking about a couple of things out here. Did you know today's Obama's birthday?
I didn't know today's Obama's birthday, man. That's new to me.
Today's Obama's birthday. It makes me happy
wow.
to say that. Shout out to Obama, our black president birthday. Go ahead. I love
That's
it.
What's up, man? Shout out to him.
You know what I'm saying? On this wonderful Tuesday, August the 4th, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Shout out to Obama. Shout out to the fam. Sasha, Malia, Michelle. Just do it big. Prezi, Prez.
Yeah, our Prez is definitely doing it big. You know, how old did our president turn this day? You know what I'm saying? Is he in his 30s or 40s? How old is he?
He's 58.
No, he's not. For real.
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what they said. I was like, you look young. Go ahead. Black don't crack, though.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's 58?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Wow. He looks young, 58.
Yeah, he's definitely, he looks very young. But black don't crack, you know?
That's what's up, man. I came in to come and shout you out. I'm going to call back in a second, man. I got to run. You know, I got these dogs attacking me right now. I'm going to call back in.
That was Lushy Lush, the one and only from Lush Radio Online, you know, our girl who we hear all the time. So don't forget to call in later on this week, 347-826-7722, on Thursday and Friday for our Street Queens The Movement show on Thursday. And on Friday, that's our new Music Fridays, our One World Music, and our open mic night. So definitely call in later on this week and share with us anything you got, your poetry, your music, your MC, spit for us. If you got music that you want to send in, email lushradioonlinemp3@gmail.com and do your thing. So today, that was me, your girl Mary, but unfortunately, the show is over, but this is not the last that you've heard from me, okay? So stay tuned for future endeavors from your girl, the one and only Mary. So I want to shout out Diverse Media Group, LLC, and also Lush Radio Online. Check out the mixtape For the Love of Hip Hop Going Broke, and also check out the Digital Conglomerate, all right? And check out your girl Mary on Twitter, made the number 2, the letter B, loved 143 on Twitter, okay? Check me out. This is your girl Mary B, and I'm signing off.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip.
Before my glasses, so I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic, cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now, I'ma ask him.
Good.